The Competition Amendment Bill 2022 was introduced on August 5th. This looks to bring about changes in the Competition Act 2002 that gives the Competition Commission of India, CCI, powers to prevent practices that have an adverse effect on competition and the interest of consumers. What is the ambit of the amendments and what are the regulatory gaps that the amendment looks to address? Senior Deputy Editor K.R. Srivats explains. Welcome to BL Context, sir.
Good morning and thank you for having me on your podcast, Siddharth. Thank you so much.
So what is the Competition Amendment Bill 2022 all about? What are the proposed amendments?
Well, to put it in a nutshell, the Competition Amendment Bill that got introduced in the Lok Sabha on August 5th is sort of a comprehensive attempt of the government to unleash and usher in a regime of further ease of doing business in the country. You are aware that the Competition Bill got enacted for the first time in India in 2002. And then over the last two decades, it has undergone a few amendments. But this time round, the government, based on the recommendations of a Competition Law Committee, is looking to bring some significant changes to the existing framework so as to improve the, if I can say, the overall emphasis of this effort is to improve the ease of doing business in India. Now, under this overall emphasis, what is it that the bill is looking to do? It is trying to bring in several proposals which is going to improve the functioning of Competition Commission of India. So broadly, there are 5-6 proposals that have caught the fancy of industry, media, and also potential users of the competition law framework. Now, if I can list them out to you, I think the biggest change that one is seeing is the law trying to reduce the timeline for Competition Commission of India to approve their combination proposals that go before them from the industry. Now, I will go into detail when I talk about the individual changes, but broadly, this is one significant change. So the law wants to bring down maximum number of days that CCA can take to approve a proposal from 210 days to 150 days. This is very significant because the law and the government is now trying to tell CCI that the speed at which you function should improve so that industry is benefited. They don't need to wait for longer period of time to get clearances from the competition watchdog. So this is significant because now it is going to raise the expectations of efficiency of the Competition Commission. Now, the other proposal which has been sort of the talk of the town is the plan to introduce a deal value threshold. So the Competition Commission claims that this deal value threshold provision is sort of sector agnostic, but we all know that where the CCI is looking to focus on through this provision, which is the sort of digital transactions that take place both in and outside India with underlying assets in India. So what is Competition Commission getting empowered is, once this becomes law, they will have the right to look at transactions above 2000 crore, even in new age sectors where the so-called threshold or trigger for merger notification to CCI is not either assets or turnover. So you know very well that in big tech deals, valuations are skyrocketing numbers and, you know, phenomenally high. But the underlying assets to tech-based businesses are probably people and the IPR, right? So there are no underlying assets or turnover in certain cases, which will qualify for merger notification with CCI. So now with an objective of bringing under its lens all those new age transactions, say, if I were to give you examples in the past, say, Facebook taking over WhatsApp, or a Microsoft acquisition of LinkedIn, or even in India, if you look at, say, a Zomato acquiring Blinkit. All these transactions were hitherto escaping CCI scrutiny because the law did not provide for such a mechanism. Now, the bill seeks to correct that situation and introducing a new threshold criteria called deal value threshold, which is a transaction value threshold. And they have in the bill suggested a limit of 2,000 crore, right? Beyond which they will have the right to look at all mergers. Now, it remains to be seen that whether this 2,000 remains in the law till it gets enacted or it gets refined as the bill goes through Standing Committee of Finance and gets debated in Parliament, and how it will emerge is yet to be seen. But it's a good start in the sense they are wanting to look at transactions in the digital markets. So this is one significant change that the bill has. And then there are several other, what you call, interesting and significant changes. Like Competition Commission is now going to introduce a concept of limitation period in filing cases. You cannot bring a 10-year-old matter before the commission because the limitation period is going to be 3 years. And then they are also going to introduce a concept of settlement and commitment framework. Then the bill is going to provide a mechanism for consultations between regulators on issues of competition. A significant move because the law so far did not allow for consultations between regulators. Like CCI can not approach SEBI, RBI and other regulators because there was no legal mechanism. So now that is being taken care of. Besides inter-regulatory consultations deepening, there is also a much talked about concept called leniency plus. So that leniency plus is again a very, very significant move because the commission now wants to expand its scope of tackling cartels. So they have brought in a new concept to catch more cartels that is now being provided in the bill. And this kind of leniency plus is there in the developed markets. And last but not the least is the significant change where the bill now says that prior approval of the commission is not required when you acquire companies through the stock exchange route. So this is going to open the floodgates in the sense that any acquirer of companies need not first go to the commission for prior approval if he is buying out companies through the stock market route. This is very significant because M&As in India, which has been gaining pace in the last 2-3 years and showing traction, is going to get a fillip. Because the time period involved is going to get crunched. I will first do the transaction, do the deal, conform to SEBI norms for open offer, and then post facto go to CCI for approval. Otherwise, earlier I had to say that I am going to acquire A, file the application, wait for the CCI approval, and then go ahead with the transaction. This is going to be a significant reform because industry is going to be happy about the new procedure that is going to be prevalent in doing M&A deals in India through the stock exchange route. This is only for transactions put through the stock exchanges where the acquirer is buying listed company shares and taking controlling interest, buying of shares from the exchanges. And there are significant other changes I can on this. So I hope I was able to give you a sense of the major changes in the bill.
Understood, sir. So what are the regulatory gaps in the 2002 Act that the amendment bill is seeking to address?
See, regulatory gaps could be different. It depends on the person who is looking at the law. But one significant aspect that the bill addresses is to ensure efficiency of the performance of the regulator, right? Now, ease of doing business is the cornerstone of this bill. Now, how do I ensure ease of doing business? Only when the regulator is able to go through his scrutiny of the transactions in an efficient manner. So I feel one of the significant issues addressed in the bill is the plan to bring down the maximum number of days for which the CCI has to say a yes or a no to the deal, right? So it's significant because from 210 days, you are bringing the overall maximum limit to 150 days. And even within the 150 days, the prima facie yes or no, the number of days the regulator can take is being brought down from 30 to 20 days. So the change in timeline is a significant alteration in the thinking of the policymakers on merger control regime provisions in India. That is quite significant point that is getting addressed in this. And second is, you can also see this as a regulatory gap, that the inability of the regulator to scrutinize transactions which happen in the digital space, digital markets. Because the trigger for notifying CCI for merger control were assets and turnover. And you know very well, most of the new age businesses and the new age markets were kept out of it because they didn't qualify on either the asset criteria or the turnover criteria, right? Now, what will happen is a big tech player say, okay, let me give you some names. Let's say a Facebook or a Google doing a transaction outside India and they are acquiring an entity. Earlier, they were not required to take CCI approval because they didn't fall under the threshold criteria, right? Now, things will be different. Even though they may acquire an international entity, if that transaction involves one of the entities having substantial business operations in India, they will have to come to CCI for approval. Okay. Now, you may ask, why should a Facebook or a Google who doesn't have a significant presence, what does that significant presence or what you call the India nexus, how will it be determined? So the bill provides that the Competition Commission of India will in due course come out with regulations which will define what those significant business operations in India mean. For example, if you are a customer-facing business, say you are a Facebook, right? You have some crores of users in India. And earlier, the number of users was never a criteria for merger control trigger. In the forthcoming regulations, the Competition Commission of India is expected to introduce new parameters like number of users of the platform, number of the growth of the platform, and other aspects which are germane to a digital market business. So that is the big shift, if I can say, in the new legislation, or a sort of regulatory gap that is being filled by the proposed legislation. So you know very well the pace at which Indian digital markets are growing, whether it be payments, lending. I even saw one estimate by 2030, we will have a $200 billion revenue fintech space in India. So that kind of humongous growth, which is anticipated in this space, is for the first time coming for competition scrutiny. So that way, I do see this as a sort of a significant change in the thought process of our competition authorities in ensuring that competition is not stifled by such transactions. Mind you, one of the big fallout of this proposal is what the CCI chairman recently told me, is that in technology deals, in big tech deals, the idea for CCI to introduce is they are going after the big fish or the big tech deals. They are not interested in smaller transactions of, say, 5,000 crores, 10,000 crores, which anyway, there will be number of them. But they are focused on multi-billion dollar transactions, which will have a tremendous impact on the competition ecosystem in a market. So you know very well, right, that in a digital ecosystem, when big players enter, there is one possibility of competition which could be injurious to the market, which is a big player trying to stave off entry of smaller players in the same space. So the moment a big player is in that space, let's say telecom, if there is a big players are already in the space, it is going to be infinitely impossible for newer emerging startups to enter those spaces and match with the resource of the big player or with the infrastructure and the, you know, skills required to compete with the big player. Now, the objective of the Competition Commission is always to keep markets open. Their job is to ensure that the big players don't stifle entry of smaller players. So to keep markets open, you always have to ensure that the conduct of the big players are not so intended to close markets for smaller players. So that is a very, very nuanced requirement for which Competition Commission of India is gearing up to face that situation, which is going to only increase in the days to come in digital markets, especially in India. So that regulatory gap, which, I mean, the ability of Competition Commission of India to address big players' conduct in closing markets for newer and smaller players to enter, is a significant shift in thought and approach of the competition regulator.
Okay, sir. What is the leniency plus regime all about? How does it seek to help in detecting cartels? And
so that's a very, very interesting question. And, you know, basically, see, leniency plus program is a cartel detecting tool. Okay, now what this does? Companies that are already under investigation on cartelization charge before the Competition Commission, right? They can now go to the competition. Let's say I am a cement company and the Competition Commission is investigating me for cartelization with other cement companies, right?
Yeah.
The moment I realize that the Competition Commission has caught me and I am going to be levied a penalty for my cartelization actions, what I can do is one of the members of the cartel can go to the Competition Commission and say, okay, boss, I have done this misdeed, I have cartelized, but I come and accept before you that I have done this wrong. So kindly be lenient and levy a lesser penalty on me. This is a, like, you know, in civil cases and all, you find approvers to the government, right? If you have done some wrong or if somebody can turn an approver, then the government will look at you in a very lenient way. Yes. I mean, the law enforcement guys will look at you in a lenient way. They won't be harsh in the quantum of penalties that you are visited with.
Understood.
Same parallel in the Competition Commission framework. If one of the parties to the cartel comes before the CCI and says that I have done this mistake, I am willing to admit that. So please apply the lesser duty rule. In Indian law, it is called the lesser penalty rule. So that means if I were to be levied a penalty of 100, please levy a penalty of 50 because I have come forward with the admission that I have done this wrong. Okay. So that was the framework of leniency, which was already present in the current competition law. Now we come to the bigger reform, which is the CCI is now looking to introduce a concept of leniency plus. Now you asked me what is leniency plus and what is new about it. What is new is this program is going to help Competition Commission discover other secret cartels and obtain insider evidence of the infringement. Now, how does this happen? I mean, we go back to our earlier example, the cement guy. If he goes to CCI and says, CCI, I have enough information that there exists a steel cartel also in the country, and I can give you information on the operations of the steel cartel. And if this person provides information of the existence of a cartel in a different economic space, then this is going to help the CCI in a bigger way because they are getting information on existence of other cartels. And therefore, this is going to play a key role in CCI detecting, investigating, and prosecuting hardcore cartels because they are getting information about the existence from existing guys. They don't need to sweat it out to get to know about other cartels. So the scheme of leniency plus is going to add to the level of incentives that the informer who is already before the CCI is going to get for his cartelization action. Going back to the example, if the CCI is looking at a cement cartel investigation and one of the members of the cement cartel comes to CCI and says, applies for a leniency, and he not only applies for leniency, he says there is a steel cartel also operating and here is a list of companies and how they operate. All that is given to CCI and CCI looks at it and is convinced that there is a steel cartel. The CCI will now under leniency plus further reduce the penalty leviable on the cement cartel member who has come out in the open. So it is an added incentive for somebody who is deposing before CCI to disclose information of other prevalent cartels in other areas. Now, this concept of leniency plus is not new. It is already prevalent in developed markets like the US, Singapore, Australia, UK. You know, all the developed markets are having it. And now India is looking to introduce this. Some critics are skeptic about the efficacy of this program. But the point is, what is encouraging CCI to do this is the existing framework on leniency has started to have a good run, right? Because the existing leniency program is doing well, now they are encouraged to expand this into leniency plus program.
Understood, sir. Now, what are the most recent aspects of competition and anti-competition clauses that have been included in this amendment bill? Does it empower the Competition Commission of India more?
There are several provisions which are being done to clarify the intent of the law and at the same time empower the Competition Commission to do more. One is this leniency plus, right? Where it is now going to help Competition Commission of India to act tough on cartels. Earlier, if I were getting only a few cartels, now the number of cartels that will come before me will be expanded. So I am going to be equipped with powers to take care of more cartels, right? As the Indian economy grows, the level of transactions have gone up and the level of cartelization has gone up in industry. So the Competition Commission of India, which is only 2 decades old, should be equipped to handle this increased workload, right?
Yes.
So that point is what the bill seeks to do, in the sense that it puts pressure on the Competition Commission to deliver more. It gives the CCI lower timeline to deliver those requirements. At the same time, it has enhanced the workload for CCI by also bringing newer gamut of operations in its functioning. For example, nobody expected the government to look at bringing digital market transactions within CCI, right? That is going to be a huge workload for the CCI to tackle in the days to come. So that way, there are provisions which have been tuned to improve the efficiency of the regulator while expanding the scope of the regulator. For example, they have also looked at changing the definition of control and bringing a new lower threshold. Now, that is a significant development because it is going to bring clarity on what kind of transactions will come before the CCI. Secondly, it is also going to enable CCI to look at more M&A transactions under its merger control regime. So, definition of control is a change in the definition of control is a significant move to expand its ambit of work. So by that more, it would perforce be required to scrutinize more transactions. So, it is delivering several outcomes through a single comprehensive bill, right? One is ease of doing business. The other is requiring to improve the efficiency of Competition Commission, widening the scope and ambit of Competition Commission in taking up newer areas of work, and lastly, to bring certainty in law and clarity in law, which is always a pain point that industry was facing, right? That the law is ambiguous, the law is not clear, the regulations are not well drafted to the understanding of everybody. Understood. If you look at most of the litigations in India, they center around the absence of clarity in the law or on the regulations. So the legislative intent is not coming out clearly to the market players. Once that comes, then the market players can fine-tune their strategies in tune with the requirements of the law.
How has India Inc. reacted to the initial framework? And if passed, could it address issues that they had put forward earlier?
See, India Inc.'s wish list has been taken to some extent, right? One of the big wishes of India Inc. has been the time taken to approve my proposal. Now, you must appreciate, Siddharth, is that when you do a deal, right? A deal is a market-sensitive information.
Yes.
Suppose A acquires B and B is a listed entity. The moment A's strategic intent gets known, it will have an impact on the share prices of B.
Yes.
And if A is listed, it will have impact on the share prices of A too.
Yes.
It might either go up, go down. There will be more volatility, which is not good. Understood. Right? And the law earlier required A to first go to CCI and put in an application that I am going to acquire B. Now, that is where the problem comes. When I tell the CCI that this deal is going to be done, the whole world will get to know of it.
Understood.
And the moment whole world gets to know of it, the fallout of that is share prices of those companies get affected and there is volatility in those share prices. The changes that are being proposed, like for example, you don't need prior approval of the CCI to do an M&A through stock market purchases. That is a revolutionary thing, right? It will take care of the concerns of volatility in the share prices. It will take care of information coming out in advance before the regulatory approvals are in. So it helps industry a big way when these things are taken care of. Secondly, the government is also saying we will look to turn around your approval with a yes or a no in a shorter span of time. So all these are industry-friendly measures. So that way, industry has not, if I can use the word, cried foul on any of the provisions so far. But it remains to be seen whether the intent gets finally turned into law, because between now, when the bill got introduced, the bill has now gone to the Standing Committee of Finance. Standing Committee of Finance is going to take 3 months to do its hearings, understand the provisions of the law, then come with its report. Then the bill will have to be discussed in Parliament. So I do see another 6 to 7 months of time gap between this bill and the bill becoming law. So by then, one can always say that different segments of industry are going to go to the government with different viewpoints and try to cajole the government to make changes to these provisions. So don't be surprised if these provisions undergo a change before it becomes law, maybe in the budget session or some, February next year.
Understood, sir. Sir, thank you for your insights on the Competition Amendment Bill 2022. And until next time, this is Siddharth signing off for the BL Context.